charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that would have been more than fair, certainly. I just didn't know if, you know, it took a while to get that in place or not. But, okay. And if you needed medical care, you could always go somewhere.
I go to Wichita, yeah. VA. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been very good down there. Pretty good, anyway. Mm-hmm. And like I say, if you just stay after them, why, you get results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, when you came home, were there other young men in the community that had served and were coming home at the same time, or do you remember that?
Right at first, when I came home, there just wasn't hardly anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started getting discharged and so forth. I was lucky. There I'm lucky again. I got discharged right away.
Mm-hmm.
And but then some of the ones that I was friends with and run around with there in Seminole, they start coming home, and then, you know, mm-hmm. it's got back to kind of normal again.
Yeah, if it ever would have been normal again.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, of course, you were born in 23, so the 30s were the Depression and the Dust Bowl here, and then World War II conditions. And when you came back from the war, had those, I'll call them living conditions, the availability of products and things, had that eased, or was there still a period where it was hard to get maybe cars or tires or things like that?
Well, it was hard to get a car. I like never found a car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, things were better because the dust storms was over and they was raising crops. I know my dad had parents had crops pretty good, and things was looking up, you mm-hmm. know. And then through then, and then in about the middle 50s, you know, we had another disaster. And I remember when I was leveling land, it dug was so bad you couldn't even see the radiator cap on a D8 cat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just out in front of you.
Yeah.
And the like. But then, you know, it was tough in the middle 50s there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of, we go in cycles.
Right, yeah. Seems like you might be in another dry cycle now.
We are, bad.
Yeah, I was raised over to Ingalls in the 50s.
Yeah.
Is when I was in grade school
and
high school.
Thing.
Yeah, oh, it was filthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and I was, of course, my dad and raised by a grandmother, they had lived through the Depression and, you know, would describe the dirty 30s. And
mm-hmm.
maybe that that really formed people, that experience, certainly.
Made you tough, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that toughness, you know, might have helped people. How do you think the experience you can define as anything, whether it's the training, the actual, you know, activity in the war, the injury, whatever, how do you think that changed you, or do you have any reflections on that experience?
Well, I don't know. I do know that the training, the basic training, the other training, the like, and it sure makes you physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
It helps that part, because I never was much of a kicker on physical fitness when I was young, even. I didn't play any sports, and but it does that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you... if you if a young person came to you and said, I think I'm going to join the Army, using your experience, what would you say to them?
Let your conscience be your guide.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Is there any other piece of information, any other interesting thing, surprising thing that happened that you think people might want to read or need to read if they were reading the memories of these World War II veterans?
Personally, I think that just things put together that have really no meaning this day and now, because it's over.
Mm-hmm.
What's over is over.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, I didn't try to remember every little detail that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't dwell on it.
Right.
I just looked for the next day all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like memories of where I was at, where I was at over there and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't even try it. I never even thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home, I'm home, go forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. Let's see. I think, let me check these, and you be thinking if there's anything else you want to say, this might be your last shot to say it while I go through here. What did your parents, you said your older brother had gone in before you, and then you had gone in. Was he still in when you went
in? Yes.
What did they think about both of their sons being in the service?
What would a parent think?
Yeah.
I don't know what they was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they was thinking, I don't want him to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. And did your brother get discharged about the same time that you did?
He was, he got malaria, and he was in the islands.
Okay.
And brought him back to San Antonio, I believe it was, yeah. And he was in the hospital a long time. He was not in real good shape at that time.
Right.
And then, of course, he got out before I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They released him before the war was over.
Okay, because of the malaria.
Yeah. He was sick.
Okay, all right. So when you were drafted and you went from Cimarron, there was no other one from Cimarron going at that same time?
No.
No. Okay.
However, now like Arnold Hartnett and Weimer, mm-hmm. he was living in Dodge, mm-hmm. they was gone.
Okay.
But I really didn't know.
No. Right.
Because I didn't.
Yeah.
I hadn't spread out that far yet, no. I guess.
Well, I don't think we did out here. We just stayed with our own town. Any comment on maybe the living experience, you know, the other than the training, the food, the sleeping, the equipment, your fellow soldiers?
I got along fine with everybody as far as I know, and I never had any problems. And the food was some days good and some days bad.
Mm-hmm.
The only time the food is really good is just before you go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably true. What kind of equipment would you have had as you were taken overseas and then marching in? You would have had a pack and a rifle.
Oh, your pack. And I can't remember. I carried a .45 and a machine gun, and then maybe I'd have a rifle, and you know, you just
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just different. They change, they give you this and give you that,
mm-hmm.
so forth.
Okay, all right. And the pack would have included your
K rations and stuff.
Okay, the things that you needed. Okay, well, I think that's it, unless you anything want to say anything else.
Well, nope. Thing I gotta say, I'm just very lucky.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me see. I think I'll give your name again. J.T. Cox, June 21st, 2006.